This is Radio EcoShock with Alex Smith.
Catastrophe in the Gulf of Mexico that's going on right now. Is this actually an inside job? Is there more to the story? Well, if you ask conspiracy theorists, their answer is inevitably going to be yes.
Around the campfire, humans tell horror stories about goblins and dark conspiracies of death. Soon after the shock of the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, the cranks rolled out new tales that tell us a lot about the human mind and how we react to environmental tragedy. While the deadly rig explosion, the oiled wildlife, and the lost jobs are no joke, I can't resist rating the wildest theories coming from non-existent mystics, far-out blogs, right-wing radio, and even mainstream TV. Radio EcoShock rates the Gulf conspiracy theories. We will start with the dumbest and crawl up toward the surface where time may prove a few strange stories may be just too true. Since Judge Judy turned down our request, we'll have our panel of robots rate every theory. Starting with number one, the stupidest story on the net. You see, the North Koreans sent a torpedo into the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig. That's right, according to Sorcha Fall, host of the WhatDoesItMean.com news site, a North Korean mini-submarine with a suicide crew from the 17th Sniper Corps used torpedoes to sink the big rig. Recall the North Koreans had just been suspected of using a torpedo to sink a South Korean Navy vessel, so the public was primed for this fantastic rumor. Why did the North Koreans do it? To get back at the Southerners. You see, Hyundai Heavy Industry, that South Korean giant, built the Deepwater Horizon. But the plot goes deeper. The North Koreans knew that nothing could stop this Gulf leak, short of a nuclear bomb. The Russians used nuclear weapons to stop some natural gas blowouts on land. The Americans would be forced to use a nuke, and that would put them in a bad light. When they tried to renegotiate a nuclear weapons treaty, which helps North Korea, who wants to be a nuclear power. You see how it all fits now, don't you? This report supposedly comes from Russia's Northern Fleet. Who can verify that? And it's reported by Sorcha Fall. She claims to be Sister Maria Teresa, the 73rd Sorcha Fall of the Sorcha Fall Order. You need to send lots of money to find out more. Speculation on the web is that Sorcha Fall was created by the psychic and conspiracy theorist and computer programmer David Booth. Let's go to the panel. Your rating on the Gulf oil spill caused by the North Koreans. Right. A close second goes to conservative talk show nut Lush Limbo. He thinks the eco-terrorist did it.
I want to get back to the timing of the blowing up, the explosion out there in the Gulf of Mexico of this oil rig. Lest we forget, ladies and gentlemen, the carbon tax bill, cap and trade, that was scheduled to be announced on Earth Day. The cap and trade bill was strongly criticized by hardcore environmentalist wackos because it supposedly allowed more offshore drilling and nuclear plants. What better way to head off more oil drilling, nuclear plants, than by blowing up a rig? I'm just noting the timing here.
Mm-hmm. I can just see Greenpeace loading up a Zodiac with explosives to attack the drilling rig. You can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. To save the Gulf from oil drilling, we need to wreck the Gulf. Panel? Running a close third for Zany, conspiracy theorist in chief Alex Jones. Alex is a longtime advocate for the oil industry in his native Texas, claiming to have family in the oil business. He campaigns against the idea of peak oil and constantly says global warming is a plot by Al Gore and the faceless elitists to enslave Americans through the carbon tax. For a while after the Gulf spill, Jones was uncharacteristically quiet, but finally, since that is what everyone wants to talk about, and he is a talk show host, and since his whole radio empire depends on generating new conspiracies, Alex stepped into the octagon.
I was on Coast to Coast AM last night in the first hour, and George Norrie asked me what I thought about the BP spill, and I told him, that all the evidence points towards a false flag attack. And I've got Paul Watson and Steve Watson working the last week researching the oil spill. The definitive report, now 40-plus days after, will be published in the next 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.com. We've all been working on it together. It's not 100% that it's staged, but all the evidence points towards it being staged. And it is 100% that they are allowing it to continue and that they want it to be a bigger disaster as a pretext, as the Washington Post reported last week, for Obama to pass his new carbon tax, a wellhead tax, a gas pump tax, a energy tax, all levied in the name of cleaning up the Gulf.
Following up on the website at Infowars.com, we find out more. The rig was probably blown up on purpose by Obama and the elites in order to enslave Americans through the carbon tax. Just fill in the usual suspects, the Bilderbergers, the bankers, the Rothschilds, whoever you have been programmed to hate. They did it, not BP. On Prison Planet, ranter Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones say, quote, evidence points to BP oil spill false flag. False flag operations, they tell us, are used by the elite globalists to start wars or delude the public into following their nefarious plots for world domination. Exactly why BP would risk billions of dollars or even their corporate existence to help this plot by the world elite, we are not told. Panel, any takers for Alex Jones?
Actually, we are two laboratory mice who wish to be on your show as part of an intricate plan to take over the world.
Moving slightly away from total improbability, we find more strange things leaking out of the Gulf. For example, Dr. James P. Wickstrom tells us, quote, what U.S. scientists are forbidden to tell the public about the Gulf, oil volcano pressure too strong for containment. That was published on globalresearch.ca, a well-known ultra-conservative Canadian website, but then suddenly removed. It still shines on at rents.com, that site that always finds something Jewish to hate. Dr. Wickstrom promises that everything in the Gulf, going 50 miles inland, will be totally wrecked. That will happen because, are you ready? The huge oil reserve will gush out until finally seawater falls down into the underground cavity miles below the seabed. The seawater will be turned into steam by the heat down there, leading to an explosion that caves in the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. That creates a tsunami that will wipe out the entire Gulf, 50 miles inland. Perfectly reasonable, if you like science fiction. Who is James P. Wickstrom? A scientist, perhaps? According to this Wikipedia entry, quote, he is a far-right radio talk show host as well as a Christian identity minister who resides in Rhodes, Michigan. He is known for his strong opinions on racial issues, globalization, and Jews. He is also noted to be intensely anti-communist, end quote. Again, the far-right radio, Rents, Jack Blood, Alex Jones. In fact, I found most of the juiciest plots come from extreme radio, where Rush Limbaugh almost looks like a nice guy. Jack Blood, a host on the Deep South Gold Bug Network, GCN, gives us not one but, quote, 10 suspects and motives as to why the Gulf oil spill was an inside job, end quote. Oh, they are sounding like Obama comparing it to 9/11 here. Conspiracy writer Victor Thorne also wonders if the Gulf oil spill was an inside job. The same language moves on from site to site. He manages to connect all the dots from the Bilderbergers through the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds straight to Al Gore. Good job, Victor. Talk show host Melvin Levin thinks Obama sent SWAT teams to the Gulf rigs as the first step towards his long-held communist goals of nationalizing the oil industry. And there was a giant echo chamber of right-wing bloggers. Is it just coincidence that the Republicans and those further right support the oil industry and blame anyone other than BP for this Gulf gusher? Who writes these talking points, I wonder? Take the right-wing nut, please. This New Jersey blogger calls himself a small subsidiary of the vast right-wing conspiracy, end quote. There we find breathless reporting like, quote, see, we established yesterday that the key player in the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill conspiracy cover-up was Rahm Emanuel, who had the cash and the contacts to make the accident happen. Perhaps he did it to save Obama from himself or from the hard left, but the question still remains, did Obama order the explosion, or was he clueless about the entire operation? End quote. Well, yes, we want answers. Did Obama order the explosion of the Deepwater Horizon so he could expose himself, opening up the coast for more oil drilling? So he could help Goldman Sachs? The Jersey Nut, as he calls himself, is building on a report from another right-wing Christian site, WorldNet Daily. They discovered, and this may be useful if true, that Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, and I quote here from the Jersey Nut, lived for 5 years rent-free in an apartment owned by Representative Rosa DeLauro, Democrat from Connecticut, and her husband, Stanley Greenberg, whose consulting firm was a prime architect in BP's efforts to recast itself as a green corporation, and recipients of hundreds of thousands of dollars awarded through a committee chaired by Emanuel, end quote. I'm not saying Obama and his staff didn't get money from BP. I'm just wondering if it suited their interests to blow up the Gulf. Of course, it all makes sense once the Jersey Nut realizes, quote, a Zionist plot by Israel firsters looking to destroy America's domestic energy supply, thus making us more dependent on Mideast oil and more involved in the region's and Israel's security, end quote. It was the Jews. It always is, according to these twisted minds. Even the alleged mainstream media dabbled in the oily waters. I was alarmed to hear former Bush White House spokeswoman Dana Perino suggesting the blowout could be a deliberate attack. Fox News chewed on the edges of that for a while. But let's move on from the bizarre to the slightly possible. The Wayne Madsen report combines the probable with the really far out. He quotes informed sources suggesting Florida could face both water shortages and power blackouts due to the Gulf oil hitting that coast. The water, that comes from, quote, if the thick crude oil from the Deepwater Horizon disaster clogs the seawater intakes at the largest seawater desalinization plant in the United States, the Tampa Bay Seawater Desalinization Plant at Apollo Beach in Tampa, Florida, end quote. Ditto the water intakes that cool the Crystal River Nuclear Power Plant on the Gulf Coast just 80 miles north of Tampa. If oil hits those intakes, the nuclear power plant may have to shut down, removing a major source of power to the state of Florida. Well, that does sound possible to me. Then we have the big money conspiracies. I expect we'll learn a lot more about the timelines and the money moving before this disaster is over. We were shocked to find a BP memo 6 days before the blowout calling this drilling project a disaster. How long did top people know there was an extreme risk on Deepwater Horizon? Inquiring minds are already digging into the sale of 4 million shares of BP stock by Goldman Sachs while it was high on the market on March 31, 2010. It seems strange that Peter Sutherland, a longtime high-ranking executive in BP, was also managing director of Goldman Sachs International. Was there a pipeline between those two giant corporations? What did they know and when? And why did BP CEO Tony Hayward sell off millions of dollars of his shares, a third of his holdings, just 1 month before this disaster? This looks like there is a lot for conspiracy theorists to chew away on. But I digress. How about this theory? The Gulf leak cannot be fixed because BP tapped into an underground current of oil welling up from the earth itself. Yes, according to some obscure Russians and touted by author and writer F. William Engdahl, oil is not made from compressed plant matter at all. There is an endless supply of oil because it is a natural lubricant generated by the earth itself, that so-called abiogenic theory. In a June 10th article at financialsense.com, Engdahl predicts the Gulf spill, quote, could go on for years, end quote. He cites Viktor Kucherov, professor at the Royal Institute of Technology in Sweden and the Russian State University of Oil and Gas. BP supposedly drilling into a migration channel, as he calls it, similar in size to the fabulous Ghawar field in Saudi Arabia. How about a rating from our panel? Now we move to a more difficult case. Is longtime oil analyst and industry investment banker Matt Simmons crazy or right? Simmons appeared on the Dylan Madigan program on MSNBC, saying that BP was messing around with the wrecked pipes and the blowout preventer, which were mildly leaking, while the real big leak could be 7 miles away.
Well, first of all, I had the luxury this morning finally, because I now have the video streaming of the leak. And it's interesting, when you look at the riser, and you realize you're looking at a 21.5-inch circumference riser, and there looks like somewhere between a 6- and 7-inch rip on the top. So the stuff coming out, it looks like a lot, but I actually saw a white fish go through it and come out white. So I said, this isn't the same as this brown, gooey, orange stuff that they found in the plume 7 miles away. And I still believe that what happened is that the riser blew off the wellhead and is hooked onto the rig. So you've got a mile of oil inside that that's pretty light concentrate. So that's what they're actually trying to get out. So it's not sure that luckily they placed the top kill correctly, but now they have to see if it'll take mud. It probably will take mud. But then they shouldn't delude themselves that they've stopped the spill. They should now go and say, let's figure out what that plume was all about, because if that's the hole and the casing blew out, we have an enormous problem.
Yeah. So elaborate on that very quickly. You're saying that everybody's seeing the video, but they obviously can't analyze it the same way that you can. You're saying that the video that we're all now looking at right now is not the only leak. Is that what you're saying?
That's a tiny leak. And what the scientists are saying, watching this stain spread, is now bigger, I gather, than Maryland and Delaware, and several hundred feet thick, and this gooey stuff. That's not coming out of there. They think that's flowing at 120,000 barrels a day. It would almost have to be that big to flow that wide.
Yeah. And where do you believe the second outlet is relative to what we're seeing on the video, Matt?
Well, what the research vessel found a week ago Sunday was this giant plume about 6 miles away, and then this huge layer of goo on the ocean floor. That's almost certain that, I mean, maybe it's a natural fracture, but I think that's where the wellhead is.
We are all watching the continued gusher on ROV cameras, allegedly live. Surely Simmons can't keep to his idea that all that oil was coming from the remains in a pipe? Yet he repeated his claims weeks later on Bloomberg TV. This theory depends upon the idea that the well casing and the hole were severely damaged by the explosion. Then oil began to leak deep down, where it would follow fractures in the loose, muddy sea bottom of the Gulf, coming out further from the original well hole. If true, there would be no way to plug this leak unless BP can drill very, very deep below any leak and plug that. At first, Simmons sounded a little bit zany. I wondered if he had been drinking. However, information has since come out, reported by Bloomberg, among others, that Stephen Hsu, heading the government science team, advised ending that top kill maneuver because so much drilling mud was leaking out from the casing another 1,000 feet down, where a disc had been ruptured. We also have reasonable statements that BP gave up attempts to plug the leak at the top, expressly because the deeper damage, combined with the extreme pressure of the oil and gas coming from below, could cause the wellhead and blowout preventer to just migrate away, leaving a gaping hole that could never be controlled. We know this could still happen, partly because the escaping material is eating away at all the metal in the casing and the equipment day after day. The wellhead really could blow off. And if you travel around the web, you can also find ROV footage taken away from the main leak, showing what looks to be oil bubbling up from cracks in the seabed. I've seen these myself. It is possible, even likely, that the well is leaking in other places in the surrounding area. But only BP ROVs are allowed to go down there. Film director Cameron's pleas to put independent cameras down in the Gulf were turned down by BP and the Obama administration on very slim reasons. Is there something they don't want us to see? Oops, I'm getting into conspiracy land myself. But it seems ludicrous to take whatever BP feeds us with no independent eye on the scene. And until we get that, the jury will have to stay out on the claims made by Matt Simmons. You don't have to depend on the Russians to find experts who predict this Gulf well could leak for a very long time. Matt Simmons has also suggested this blowout could go on for years. Respected experts suggest it could continue at least until December, and I think that is possible. After all, it took 9 months for U.S. contractors hired by the Mexican government to stop the Ixtoc well in 1979, and that was only a few hundred feet deep. The mainstream media keeps repeating BP predictions that the relief well will totally handle the leak by August, like a sacred mantra. Really, there should be several relief wells in progress, because it often takes several tries to hit that small target. In fact, I'm going to add BP and the press to this crazy conspiracy list when they talk about fixing this problem on a certain date. Over and over, we've heard extreme promises parroted without question by the nightly news and the daily newspapers. That's a conspiracy theory to calm the public waters and the stock markets. And when we hear BP executives or Obama and his officials promising to clean it all up and restore the ecology of the Gulf, that's the most absurd claim I've ever heard. Humans don't know how.
You're listening to Radio EcoShock, with your host, Alex Smith.
From her new album, Hymns of the 49th Parallel, this is Katie Lang's cover, After the Gold Rush.
Spaceship flying in the yellow haze of the sun.